The world in chaos, and we're walking away smarter than everyone. I'm talking, of course, about this week, where the Olam HaYeshivas didn't even start yet, and the Zman, the winter's month, which usually starts on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and here it's not even Rosh Chodesh yet, and Pnei Nehorah, our Beis Medrash, has already had a full, vibrant week of Sdarim and Shiurim, and we're just walking away with our lives improved and enhanced and deepened, and it's just magnificent to be part of such a Kiddush Hashem. And I want to just add to that, just the Olam should appreciate what that means, that every Rebbe in this yeshiva, many of whom are Rabbanim themselves, barely had time to take down their own sukkahs before they came back here to give shir with Mesiras Nefesh and devotion and a smile on their faces, and a tremendous, tremendous yashikaya to all of the Rabbeim and Hanhala, along with the Talmidim, for being able to pull off this coup, this investment, this unbelievable steal that we did, that we chapped a week before the world even started Wintersman yet. I want to make a diuk in a pasuk in Parshas Noach that perhaps can guide us through a Wintersman. Twice you find this lashon, that instead of the Torah telling us that the Mabel came, the Torah tells us that the waters of the Mabel were there. Twice you find this. The Noach ben Sheish Me'ayis Shana, Noach was 600 years old, the Hamabel Hoya Mayim Ala Aretz, and the Mabel was on the earth. Why do you say Noach was 600 and the Mabel came? Vayavai Hamabel, Uba Hamabel. What do you mean that Noach was 600 and the Mabel was here? A few psukim later, Vayhi l'sheva asayamim, and it was another 7 days, as we know, Yimei Avilusai shel Mesushelach. Vayhi l'sheva asayamim, Umei HaMabel hayu al haaretz. It was 7 days, and the waters of the Mabel were on the ground. That's not how we talk. We should say it was another 7 days, and the Mabel began. Well, the Mabel was, but the waters of the Mabel, they were already here. What is the pasuk telling us? The truth is that that's not the mystery of Parshas Noach. The mystery of Parshas Noach is in Parshas Bereishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu utters words that are difficult for us to understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I regret creating man. Nichamti ki asisim. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't regret in the way that we regret. We regret. The Navi tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a human who has regret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives l'mayla min hazman. Hashem lives in the past, the present, and the future at the same time. So what does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I regret? What the Torah is telling us is that sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an Adam, and Adam doesn't live up to the Maila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carved out for him, so there would be a disappointment. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a punishment, or some sign, or some simon, or a navi, to try to move us back to the place that we need to be. Because we're human beings, we're not malachim, and we kihu yada yitzrehu, we have a yetzer hara. We do sometimes, many times, oftentimes, we accomplish what we're supposed to, but sometimes we fall short, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct us through simanim, through neviim, through incidents, through, unfortunately, sometimes through einshim. But sometimes, a human being can take a stance in his life that it's not the pshat that he's a human being or he's a yid that made a mistake. The pshat is that he's resigning from being a human being. He's handing in his resignation. The Torah is made to us that it says about the Dor HaMabel that kol yetzer machshavos libam, that all of the thoughts of their hearts, ra kol hayom, were just ra. How is that even possible? It was ra. The Torah is not megazin, it's not an exaggeration. The Torah says it was only ra. How could that be? The only explanation is, and this is what my rabbeim taught me, is that they handed back their bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have a pull to good, and you have a pull away from good. Fight the good fight. A lot of times you'll win. If you don't win, you could do tshuva, try again. But sometimes humanity could say, I don't want to fight. I give up. I'm jealous of the animals. They don't fight. They just act like animals. And I don't want to struggle. I give up. I'm yayish. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm done. That's not humanity making a mistake. That's humanity resigning. And on that, the reaction is appropriate for Hashem to say, I regret making him. Not chas v'shalom that Hashem regrets the way we regret. The idea is that the reason I created him is no longer here. That's the nichamti ki asisim. Now, how does Hashem show that? Well, Hashem shows that by not proactively punishing, but by taking away my sebereishis. Man has a place to live because the third of the Asara Ma'amoris, which exists every moment of every day, HaMechadesh B'tuvai B'chol Yoyim Tamid, Ma'isa B'reishis, is Yikavu HaMayim El Mokai Mechad V'Seira HaYavasha, that the land should be cleared of water so man could live here. V'Ha'aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam. When man resigned, Hashem stopped saying Yikavu HaMayim. I believe the Maral says this at the beginning of the second parak of Nida. Hashem stopped saying Yikavu Hamayim. So Umei Hamavu Hoyu Al Haaretz. Not that there was something external or new that came, but that's what happens when you take away the maimer of Yikavu Hamayim, is that Mei Hamavu Hoyu Al Haaretz. The world fills with water. And there's a lesson here for us. The lesson for us is that when we head into a zman, so Be'ezer Hashem, we hope to have a vibrant zman, a successful zman, an accomplishing zman, and I'm sure that all of you will. But inevitably, there are times during the zman, and there are talmidim during the zman that hit a hard point. It's cold, it's dark, there's a lot of work, and so on, and it becomes difficult. Let's commit ourselves. We will never resign from the fight. I may be sometimes up and sometimes down. Amir Tzadshu Baruch Hashem was starting strong and will remain strong, but if I hit a hiccup, if I miss a day, if I'm having a hard time, I am a human being. I am an Adam. I am an Atem Kruyim Adam. I am a Yisrael. I don't give up. Even if I fail, if I come up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Sunshine, you failed, at least I'll be able to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never stopped being an Adam. I never was rak rak kol hayayim. I never gave up. I never was miyayish. And that's how we go into Zman, till the last day of Zman. Every yom, every seder, every shir is up for grabs. And no matter if the Zman is easier for me and very productive, or sometimes if I hit a challenge, from externally or internally, it doesn't matter. Every day is a fresh opportunity for me to fight the good fight. I want to just take a moment before I end to wish a mazel tov to Rav Dotan, who made a bris this week. It's a tremendous, tremendous simcha, and a mitzvah shem to everyone to have that unbelievable schutz to be able to make that bracha of lahachnisai v'risai shel Avraham Avinu, or however teimanim make that bracha. And I also want to share my own mazel tov that I had an einikol baruch Hashem that had a bris this morning, Baruch Hashem. And I want to encourage the Olam to take advantage of the unbelievable Shabbos ahead. It's Thursday afternoon, we could already smell the challenge. It's to enjoy every single minute with the Rosh Hashiva. And I'm sure the Rosh Hashiva will be Michael if I say this, please don't let him rest. Okay, I hope it's okay. Take full advantage of the unique Shabbos and the unique time that you have with the Rosh Hashiva. I suspect, knowing the Rosh Hashiva, that he'll tire you out before you tire him out. But let's give it a shot. That's the Shabbos.